Jan Hall from Folk Roots Radio, a chance to catch up with Sweet Lowdown at Folk Music Ontario. It's now Saturday evening. We've been here since Thursday. I know they've been very busy because I have seen them in showcases and I've seen them playing in the lobby. And it seems like these three people just love to play music. It's my great pleasure to welcome to the show this morning Amanda, Miriam, and Shanti from Sweet Lowdown. They hail from Vancouver Island, from Victoria. Well, I should say that's where you're based, because we should start the conversation with talking about how you got together. We just had a chance to listen to you, but I have been blown away by your music. I know that a lot of other people at this conference have. I know that you are up for a Canadian Folk Music Award. We'll talk about that in a few moments. But I'm going to start by asking you about your experiences at this conference. I'm going to start with you, Miriam.
Okay. We've had a great time so far. And yes, we've done a lot of jamming. We've been busy performing, but we've really had a chance to just sit and play tunes. And it's a wonderful way to meet people and to kind of, you know, get connected. And that's, I feel like, what this is all about for us, is meeting people and making some great musical connections. So that's definitely been happening.
Amanda and Shanti, you anything to add?
We're having a blast.
Well, you certainly seem to, and you know, you must be very encouraged, because I don't know how often you've been out to Ontario before, but Amanda, perhaps you can talk a little bit about how you got together and the experience of making music at Sweet Lowdown.
We met through the bluegrass and old time community in Victoria. We all met for the first time about 6 years ago, and then we started jamming, became a band, officially a band, 3.5 years ago. But there's a happening scene in Victoria, and that's how we met, just through jamming. And we feel really lucky. It was a really natural fit from the beginning, and we love to make music together, and that's the real pleasure of what we do. It's the funnest part of what we do. Every time we get to play music together, it's just the best.
So tell us a little bit about your backgrounds. I'm going to ask Miriam to kick this off.
My background is in classical violin, and so I started playing when I was 10, and I studied for many years, and also went to university and got a music degree. And when I finished my degree, I was really contemplating what direction I was going to take my life in, my musical life. And I was in Victoria, and there's a wonderful fiddle community in Victoria, so I got sucked into that right away and started going to all the jams and started learning the Irish tunes and then the old time tunes and the bluegrass, and got invited to play with a lot of people right away, and that was very encouraging. And that's taken me to meeting a lot of people and eventually playing with the Sweet Lowdown.
Now, Shanti, you play banjo, and I was hearing tonight, because I was very lucky to sit beside someone very knowledgeable about banjo at the gala dinner, that you're very adept with that challenging instrument.
Well, it's an ongoing process. I always feel like there's so much to work on. But, yeah, which is, it's constantly inspiring, and it's so inspiring to be here, because I'm getting to talk to a bunch of banjo players, and we got to have a really nerdy discussion about the types of roles you play. Over dinner, it was so exciting to me. So being at something like this is just great for continuing the little instrument adventure that we're all on.
Did you start with a banjo, or did you start with another stringed instrument?
I actually did start with like other instruments, trumpet and bass and stuff, but banjo was the first one that I really would I would practice it, and I was excited to play it all the time. And I was about 11 at that when I took up the banjo.
And you'd been playing what, a trumpet before that, or?
Yeah, we always had a really musical household, so I was always playing something or encouraged to play something, but I don't think anything really took until a five-string banjo.
So I have a friend who teases me all the time about my love of banjo. Tell me what you love about a banjo.
I think one thing is just the tone of a banjo is incredibly happy, and for some reason I've always loved, even if the song itself is sad, I like it to sound happy, which is maybe why I was drawn to bluegrass in the first place. But I just love the banjo because the same thing. It tends to sound quite chipper. You have to really work to make it sound pretty depressing. You can do it too, but it takes some energy. So I love the tone, and I really like working with people where we have a creative project and we can make our instruments do different kinds of things. And we're really exploring that more and more all the time, like sort of pushing the limits and boundaries of our instruments.
So Amanda, you play guitar. Do you play anything else apart from that?
I mostly just play guitar. I'm kind of a closet fiddle player, but that's not a public thing yet. Yeah, I play rhythm guitar and I write songs. I feel like I primarily express myself poetically through music. And I came to it late. I didn't start playing guitar until I was in my early 20s.
So I think May is your second album, is that right? You had a Sweet Lowdown album that as the name of the album, and that came out 3 years ago, is that right?
Yeah, 2011. And yeah, that was self-titled. That was our debut album as a trio.
So tell us a little about May. Who wants to kick this off? Just tell us a little bit about May as an album and the tracks that you've got on that.
We had an amazing time recording this album. We went and hid ourselves away on Main Island with our engineer, Adrian Dolan, and which is how we like to record. And we had so much fun recording. It just kind of blew our minds. We laughed a lot. And we had spent the previous months preparing all of this material. And I feel like this album is a bit more maybe reflective and emotional than our album beforehand. Similar ratio of original songs to traditional songs. It's mostly original with just, I think, two traditional songs on it. And help me out, girls.
Well, we're excited because that second album won the Island Roots Album of the Year at the Vancouver Island Music Awards earlier this year. So it was really nice to get that sort of local recognition. And I think it's also probably the reason that we're here today.
And we're really excited because we're going to work in a similar situation and with the same recording engineer in March. We just decided we're making our third album with Adrian as well because he's so amazing and fun to work with. So we're planning our third child right now. And we're really looking forward to we're already working on songs and arrangements and starting to see what that album will shape up to be.
Are you previewing those songs live as well? Or do you tend to, you know, maybe jam them and maybe, you know, in practice sessions, but not necessarily play them live? Or do you like to get out there and play them and see the audience's response?
Yeah, we definitely do that and play them live as a lead-in to recording them, test them out, work them out, see how the arrangements are working, see how the audience is responding, for sure. Yeah.
Now, we mentioned at the start of this interview that you have been nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award. Interestingly, for vocal. And I was hoping, who would like to talk about that? Because I would say that the album is really, really strong. I would have perhaps expected you to be in the traditional category, maybe not for this album, maybe the next one, but to be to get a nomination for vocal, that's pretty cool as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we were surprised about that one. We applied for a few different categories, and so we're thrilled and honored, and we do a lot of three-part harmonies and, working on that all the time. And so to get that recognition is really wonderful.
I did hear this evening at the gala dinner that you'll be appearing at the Tottenham Bluegrass Festival, summer 2014. That was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty cool. I felt like I was getting some secret information. It must be pretty exciting for you guys to come to this festival. Obviously, you're showcasing. This conference is really very much about networking within the folk community. It must feel pretty good to know that you already have one festival under your belt going home.
Definitely. We're so excited about that. And we're so excited to know we're coming back to Ontario and be coming to a Bluegrass Festival. We like all kinds of music festivals, but we get our Bluegrass fix at a Bluegrass Festival. And we love the scenario that goes down at a Bluegrass Festival with jamming all the time and whatnot after hours. So we're really excited and looking forward to that.
So what does the future hold? I mean, obviously you mentioned in March you're going to work on a new album. What are the plans down the road? You also, Shanti, talked about pushing boundaries. I mean, there is a little bit of a world feel to some of this music. I mean, obviously it's strong in bluegrass, strong in Celtic traditional music, but I was just wondering whether you have aspirations to perhaps mix it up with some more rhythms coming from other cultures.
I think so. I mean, it's just an ongoing process, and I hope that we continue to just sort of push our own boundaries and push the musical boundaries. I mean, I think our instrumentation grounds us in a certain kind of sound. We have a fiddle, banjo, and guitar, and it's a very old-timey sound. But what you could do with any instrument really is very cool, and it's so incredibly fun to work with people where you feel a freedom to sort of test the waters. Like, we might be playing an old-time tune, but now we're like, what can we do with that tune? Or if we write something, it's like, but how can we make this really interesting? What can we drop in there that's exciting? And it keeps us excited, too, because it's, yeah, just pushes the music in a different kind of direction.
Yeah, we've also been experimenting with different keys and really getting out of the traditional keys of old-time music. So especially for old-time fiddle players, you know, you play most of your tunes in the key of D and A and G, and we've been taking some of our favorite tunes recently and putting them into very unconventional keys like F and B flat. And that's really interesting. It opens up a totally different sound in the tune and a totally different feel. And that's always a really great opportunity to kind of to make the tune new again in a way, I guess. Yeah.
Well, look, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you. I've been talking about getting an interview with you for, I think, 6-9 months, but we finally achieved it. It's been a real pleasure to meet you, and I know that everybody who gets a chance to see you over the coming months and years is going to be as thrilled as I was to see you here, and not just myself, but also see the response from, you know, a fairly critical audience, let's be honest. I mean, there's a lot of musicians in the room, there are promoters, there are festival organizers, there are radio people that are there, and I think to see the response from that sort of people is very gratifying. I'm going to leave you with the last word, Amanda, because you're going to introduce the next song, which will be a track from the CVMA-nominated album in May. And what are we going to play?
We're going to play a song called Please Take Me Home, and this is written by our very own Shanti Bremer.
And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you, Jen.
Please take me home. I don't need
Hi, this is Sweet Lowdown.
This is Amanda,
Miriam,
and Shanti.
And we're here at Folk Music Ontario with Jan Hall for Folk Roots Radio.